It's Monday, June 8th, 2026. This is the Rate Harp Morning Brief. Rates today, as of June 8th, 2026, Canadian mortgage rates are holding steady, with the 5-year fixed rate at 4.73% and the 3-year fixed rate at 4.59%. In contrast, variable rates are significantly lower, with the 5-year variable rate sitting at 3.55%. This divergence in rates is crucial for borrowers to consider, especially as the Bank of Canada prepares for a likely 5th consecutive rate hold. The spread of 1.18% between the 5-year fixed and the 5-year variable rates suggests that borrowers are faced with a critical decision: should they lock in a fixed rate or opt for the lower variable rate? Fixed rates provide stability and predictability in monthly payments, making them attractive in an uncertain economic environment. Conversely, variable rates, which are typically tied to the prime rate, currently at 4.45%, may offer lower initial payments and potential savings if rates remain stable or decrease. When weighing these options, borrowers should also consider their financial situation and long-term plans. For those who plan to stay in their homes for an extended period, a fixed rate might be the safer choice. However, if you anticipate moving or refinancing in a few years, a variable rate could be more cost-effective. Ultimately, the decision should align with your risk tolerance and financial goals. In today's environment, the choice between fixed and variable rates is less about the rate itself and more about your individual financial strategy. Bank of Canada and bond yields. The Bank of Canada is set to meet this Wednesday, and the prevailing sentiment is that they will hold rates steady for the 5th consecutive time. This decision is reflective of a broader economic stagnation, as indicated by recent economic reports. The Government of Canada, GOC, bond yields provide insight into the future of fixed mortgage rates. Currently, the 5-year GOC yield is at 3.08%, while the 3-year yield is slightly lower at 2.89%. These yields typically serve as a benchmark for fixed mortgage rates. The relationship between bond yields and mortgage pricing is crucial to understand. When bond yields rise, fixed mortgage rates often follow suit, as lenders seek to maintain their profit margins. Conversely, if yields decline, we may see a decrease in fixed rates. Given the current GOC yields, it is likely that fixed rates will remain stable, barring any unexpected economic shifts or policy changes from the Bank of Canada. As the economy shows signs of stagnation, the bank's cautious approach may signal that they are weighing the risks of inflation against the need for economic growth. Economists are already suggesting that inflation pressures could lead to a rate hike in the near future, although the logic of such a move is being questioned. If inflation continues to rise, we could see upward pressure on both bond yields and mortgage rates. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is currently navigating a complex landscape, with mixed signals emerging from various regions. Recent headlines indicate that almost 10% of Toronto mortgage holders may struggle to qualify for refinancing next year, a sobering statistic that underscores the challenges many homeowners face. As interest rates remain high, the refinancing process could become a hurdle for those who bought during the market's peak. In the Greater Toronto area, home sales have seen an uptick for 3 consecutive months, even as prices have fallen. This trend suggests that buyers are beginning to re-enter the market, possibly driven by more affordable options as sellers adjust their expectations. The decline in prices may be attracting first-time buyers who were previously priced out of the market. However, with the looming refinancing issues, the sustainability of this trend remains in question. Meanwhile, in Vancouver, the situation is more complicated. Home sales in the area have decreased by 3.5% in May, particularly impacting the condo market. This decline may be indicative of broader economic concerns, as potential buyers weigh the risks of entering a market that is already experiencing significant fluctuations. The Vancouver housing market is often compared to cities like London and New York, but the current conditions suggest that it may not be in the same favorable position. Regional roundup. The regional housing markets across Canada are reflecting a variety of trends and challenges. In Toronto, the anticipated 5th rate hold by the Bank of Canada is causing concern among homeowners, with nearly 10% of mortgage holders potentially unable to refinance. This statistic highlights the precarious situation many buyers find themselves in, underscoring the need for careful financial planning. In Ottawa, the real estate market is showing signs of resilience. A recent update notes that buyers and sellers need to be aware of changing dynamics, particularly as interest rates hold steady. The Ottawa market may provide opportunities for those looking to enter the housing sector, especially if they are well informed about current trends. Calgary's housing market is experiencing increased demand in specific neighborhoods, as reported in recent news. This trend indicates that while some areas may be struggling, others are thriving, suggesting a varied landscape across the province. Buyers in Calgary might find more favorable conditions in these sought-after neighborhoods. Edmonton is also making headlines with a unique property on the market, featuring a private courtyard and a distinctive bathtub priced at $2.4 million. Such properties illustrate the diverse offerings available in the market, appealing to a niche audience. However, the overall market dynamics will ultimately dictate buyer interest and sales performance. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers navigating the current mortgage landscape, the key takeaway is to carefully assess your financial situation before making decisions. With fixed rates at 4.73% and variable rates at 3.55%, it's essential to weigh the benefits of each option against your long-term plans. If you are considering purchasing a home, now may be a strategic time to enter the market, particularly if you can secure a favorable rate. Sellers should be aware that while the market is seeing some uptick in activity, the overall economic climate may influence buyer sentiment. Adjusting expectations regarding pricing and being open to negotiations will be crucial in this environment. The ability to adapt and respond to market trends can significantly impact the success of a sale. For brokers, understanding the nuances of the current market is vital. As clients face challenges with refinancing and fluctuating interest rates, being equipped with knowledge and strategies will set you apart. Providing insights into both local and national trends can help clients make informed decisions, fostering trust and long-term relationships. In this market, adaptability is key. Buyers, sellers, and brokers must all be prepared to respond to rapid changes in the economic landscape. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Current fixed rates are at 4.73%, while variable rates are significantly lower at 3.55%. The Bank of Canada is likely to hold rates steady, reflecting economic stagnation. Understanding the regional dynamics is crucial for buyers and sellers in today's market. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.